Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about mentoring and what to look for in a mentor, what that process might look like for yourself. Many successful people in politics, in business, in the community credit mentoring and mentorship, the guidance and support and challenging questioning of an elder person or an expert leader in the field with their growth and their inspiration, their continual forging forward in their particular area. So one of the key things to look for when it comes to seeking out a mentor is the expertise of the person. Any mentor should be someone who is well regarded, that is knowledgeable in their field, and also someone that actually has a passion for the subject and is trying to move it forward, trying to grow the area of life that they're passionate about. One of the things you can expect from a mentor is to be challenged a little bit, because you're looking for guidance, for assistance, for growth, and sometimes that can be really challenging. Sometimes we've got to be willing to step outside our comfort zone to try and see the world in a new way. We've got to be willing to be pushed a little bit. And one of the things that allows that to happen is that a good mentoring relationship has to have the click. It has to have the connection that allows two people to be vulnerable and open in the space enough to grow. So there has to be that connection. If not, it may not be a particularly helpful relationship. It's also true, and think about it, that you may have more than one mentor in life, that you may grow beyond one and need to seek out another one. And also being really clear and transparent about that is really, really important as well. Some of them can be really sustainable long-term relationships, because growth doesn't happen overnight. But you can also have more than one mentor at once as well, as long as they're not giving you divergent, different information, although sometimes that may also be a benefit of having more than one voice, more than one expert, you know, assisting you. So let's look at that idea of mentoring. Let's take the concept and see how we might be able to apply it in an even less formal, you know, situation in life. I'm a really, really big believer in looking to the people around us and to learn and know more about ourselves and the world as a result of that. And I actually think you can, even if you're not choosing one particular mentor, you can spread that idea out across television, politics, sports, the community, and treat people as if they were mentors. What's the one bit of information or advice, or what's the one aspect of life that I grow from when I think about this person? What's the strength of theirs that I'd like to harness, and how can I have a little bit more of that in my life? You know, who are the people around me that look out for me, that do challenge me to kind of be the best human being that I can? And how do I then, you know, connect with them in a way that allows me to grow when I need to? One of the things that's key, one of the things that I think we could all do a lot better is to be open to new information and growth. It's true, regardless of formal or informal, you've got to seek it, you've got to look for it to find it. And we can all take that as an idea and actually start to mentor ourselves in order to grow and become the best human beings that we can be, as partners, parents, as members of our community. So take a few steps on the path to guidance this week with Mind Games.